I would like to discuss a little about Erev Techumen, and then perhaps next week go into a little more pratim about Erev Techumen, and then what happens if someone gets stuck on the road, Erev Shabbos, what should they do? Should they continue driving? Should they stop, pull over? And dinim related to that. So in Erev Techumen, we have the pasuk. The pasuk tells us in Parshas Bishalach, Shavu ish tachto. That on the seventh day, on Shabbos, a person should shavu tachtav, he should remain in his place, rest in his place, and he should not leave mim koimoi from his place. What is the place of a person? So Chazal tell us the place of a person is his makam shvisa. The shvisa, that's the lashon that's used, that's the term that's used in Gemara and in Pesachim. Is makam shvisa. A person's shvisa is his four amas, the four amas around him is his shvisa. In addition to his makam shvisa, a person has also, he has an extended shvisa, he has an extended shavus, which is 2,000 amas, approximately 6/10 of a mile, like a little around approximately half a mile, in any direction from where he is located at the time when Shabbos starts. So therefore it goes like this. If a person's out in the desert, he's in an open area, he has his four amos, which is around 8 feet around him, and then plus another 2,000 amos from where that ends. If he is in a house, so then we consider everything in the house as one makam shvisa. It's not dalet amos anymore. It's whatever is within the walls of the house, plus 2,000 amos from the outside of the house. However, if this house is located in a city, in a well-populated city, so then we'll give him 2,000 amos beyond the outer limits of the city. Which could go for miles depending on the size of the city. However, the tchum is not determined by the official city, the official name of the city. The tchum is determined by the houses. If you have, you can have within a city, but if you have wide spaces between the houses, that can end the boundary of the tchum and the 2,000 amos will start from there. So these are pratim. This is the basic din of tchumen. What will happen if someone wants to add more room to move? So he has to make an erev tchumen. He has to create a makam shvisa at the end of the 2,000 amos, which will give him another 2,000 amos. So this is the pratim that will discuss a little more next week before we go on to the next topic of what happens if someone's stuck in the middle. I just want to say something on the Parsha. In this week's Parsha, Parsha Ba'aloyscha, so we have over here the Parsha of the Asafsuf, the Erev Rav. And there's something very interesting over here how we're talking about in Sefer Bamidbar, we're talking about the Dardea were people that we have no musik who they were. They were people that were zeicha to leave Mitzrayim. They saw tremendous nisim, and they were people that were able to be mekabel the Torah. They were at Kriyas Yamsuf. They saw nisim that even a navi wouldn't see. The clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, what they saw was tremendous. And yet we go through the Parsha and we see that here we have the Asafsuf, which Chazal tell us were the Erev Rav. And the Erev Rav, the Pasuk tells Vasafsuf Ashakir by his Ava Ta'ava. They had a tremendous taiva. By Yeshuvu, by Yivku, Gam B'nai Yisrael. And they were also from the B'nai Yisrael that joined them. By Yomer, they said, Mi Yachilenu Basa, who's going to feed us meat? And they were crying about this. And it all started with the Erev Rav, and then Gam Bnei Yisrael got schlepped into it. And Rashi tells us that they created an Alila. They were Mevakshim Alila. Alila is like a Lashon of a blood libel. They wanted to create some kind of Alila over here. And Bnei Yisrael got schlepped into this. Now we're talking about Bnei Yisrael, who were on a very high level of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reb Leib Chassman points out how we see from here the hashpa of those around us, how it could be mashpi on us. He gives a mashal that you have picture, you have the Gedele Adar, tremendous people on a very high level, sitting in the Beis Medrash, being oisik in Torah, learning Torah, evolved in Torah, and worked out with good midas and shleimim. And they walk out of the Beis Medrash and see children sitting in the dirt, playing with the sand, moving rocks and different garbage they're playing with. And these gedolim, dressed in their frocks, walk out and go and sit with the children and start playing with them. It would just look so strange. That's how strange it was. That's how strange it was for these asafsuf, that for these Bnei Yisrael, for these people of the Yidden that just walked out and joined the Erev Rav. That's how far apart they were. But yet, from here we see, again, another midah of the nature of a person, which is the koyach hashpa, the hashpa that the Erev had on, even a Adam Gadol, which teaches us a lesson that no matter where we are and no matter how much of a level of ruchnis we're holding in, but we're never guaranteed. There's no guarantee that you're not going to fall. And if you don't continue to stay strong, you can fall so low that you'll cry over a piece of meat. Mi achilenu basa. And this is Pshan Chazal that we had in last week's Pasha, 2 weeks ago's Pasha for those in Eretz Yisrael, where Chazal tell us in Masechet Saita, Kol Haroi Saita B'Kekuloi, Yazir Atzmi Mene Yayin, and the Bali Musa Ma'irer, Haraya Saita B'Kekuloi, here you saw this Isha, who was Aiva Avera, and she was brought to such a, she stooped so low, and she blew up into pieces. What bigger inspiration, what bigger Hesiris could one have seeing such a thing take place to a person? So why does he have to be Yazir Atzmi Mene Yayin? The Torah says that even though you saw such an inspirational incident, you're still not guaranteed. If you're not going to be Yazir Atzmi Mene Yayin, you're not going to do something right now, you're not going to make it, internalize it, make it part of you, and continue to review it, there's no guarantees. So we many times hear different shmuzim, we hear different ideas, and we're inspired, but there's no guarantees. A person has to be very careful from his surroundings, from the people that are around him, from the people that he interacts with. Sometimes we can avoid it, but sometimes we need to deal with these people. But we have to be very careful that they're not being mashpi on us, and instead we're being mashpi on them. We see a similar idea at the end of the Pasha. The Pasha speaks about the Maisa with Miriam, where Miriam spoke about her brother, Moshe Rabbeinu. And Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered what she said about Moshe Rabbeinu as a form of kafiri. But what did she do? What did she say? She said something very simple. She said, Moshe is the same as all other Nevi'im. So the Rambam over here says something very, very, the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Tumas Saras, the Rambam is a halacha sefer. The Rambam tells us as follows. He says, take a look, Zuchar, there's a mitzvah in the Torah to remember what happened. Hishama b'neged Saras, Zuchar es asha'osa shama l'kech l'miriam. By Derech. Remember what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Miriam in the Derech. Harihu oimer, his boininu. Ma'ira l'miriam anaviyah. There's a mitzvah over here to be mizbaini. Mizbaini means to think into, not just superficially, but to be mizbaini into what took place with Miriam. She dibra ba'acheha. She spoke about her brother. She said, g'doy l'mimen b'shanim. She was older than him by years. She was older than him. So there's no reason why she should have to speak bad about him. She's older. And she raised Moshe. And she gave herself over for Moshe. She put herself in a sakana to save him from the yam. So the Rambam is being madgish that she had no intentions over here at all to speak bad about Moshe. She didn't even speak bad about him. Her mistake was that she equated him to other Nevi'im. Now, mitzad the person that was spoken about, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't even makbin on it at all. Shenem v'ish Moshe anuv ma'ayid. V'af al-pikein miyad nensh v'tzeras. And af al-pikein, she was nenish v'tzeras. Kam choyma. So the Rambam takes out of this mitzvah's assay of the story with Miriam, the Rambam takes out something very interesting and very applicable to the world we live in. Kal v'chayma, livnei odam harishoyim hatipshim. We have people that are rishoyim, tipshim, shemarbim ledaba gedolos v'neflois. I'm sorry, shemarbim ledaba gedolos v'neflois. Lefichach, roi lemisha roitza lechavin archoisav. Someone who wants to be mechavin his ways, you want to go in the right derech, l'srachik mishivasa, further yourself from sitting with these people, with these umiladabi imahim, and from speaking with them, kedesh lo yitpas adam bereshet rishayim, so that you don't get caught up in the web, in the trap of the rishayim, the sichlusam, and their foolishness. And then the Rambam goes on and tells you, what's the derech of these people? The derech of these people is, they first start off speaking with Divrei Havoy, the news, the weather. They schmooze about Divrei Havoy, about Hadir, nothing practical. They schmooze with you. Then from that, they come to speak bad about Tzaddikim. Ah, that Tzaddik, that Gadol, they think he really knows, he doesn't know. And then from that goes on, says the Rambam, to speak about the Nevi'im, and they put a doifi b'divrayim. They knock and they put down others, and before you know it, you're part of their chevra. And that's what the Rambam says. This all comes from the Yoshua Kronos, the ones that just sit around, have nothing better to do with themselves, drink beer, the Rambam says. That's what they are. As opposed to the Sichas Kishrei Yisrael, the Ksherim of Yisrael, says the Rambam, Eino Yal B'divei Torah V'Chochma. The Ksherim of Yisrael speak the Divrei Torah and Chochma. I mean, even when they're not speaking the Divrei Torah, but there's Chochma to what they're speaking about. And Lefichach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizel Yadam V'Zako Yisem Bo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps them and he's V'Zaka them, like the Pasuk says, Oz Nidbu Yirei Hashem Isho Re'ehu V'Yakshev Hashem V'Yishma V'Yikosif Zev Zikar L'Fan Ol Yirei Hashem L'Chay Shrei Shema. So again, the Rambam is being madgish to us that one has to be careful from the people that they sit with, the people that surround them, the people that they schmooze with. What are you schmoozing about? What's the topic of discussion? Is it something that's just going to draw you into inyanim of Lashon Hara and no TLS? Or it's Kishrei Yisrael, which will speak in the Bitayin HaChachma, which will develop and you'll get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will stand on your side and help you out. So in the world we live in, wherever we are, some places more, some places less, we're mushpa by our surroundings, we're mushpa by what we have with us, within the house, without, outside the house, what we hear, what we see. And yazatz min ayayin, we have to constantly be working on how, what can we do that it shouldn't be mashpia to on us in a way that we don't want it to be mashpia on us, without us even realizing it could be mashpia. Just to end off, the Panovich Rav, he once quoted the Rambam. The Rambam says, Adam mushba misvivaisa. A person is very mushba by his surroundings. Therefore, says the Rambam, if you're in a place where there are not good people, move away from there. Don't live there. And the Rambam says that one should even move to the midbar if he can't find a place. A midbar where there's no one else there, it's empty. So the Panovich Rav said, if so, we should all move out to the Midbar. And the Panovich Rav said that we're so open for Ashpa that even if we move to the Midbar, we would learn from the Midbar. The Midbar would be mashpia on us. So we have to realize, Taka, we're weak in this area. It's an area that we need to be aware of and the area that we need to work on. So today we discussed some halachas about Erev Techumen, discussed about Hashpa, and in Yetz Hashem, we should all be zecha to be back together. I should be zecha. Many people are already zecha to be back in Eretz Yisrael, in their homes, in their places. I should be zecha to be back, and we should be able to, together as a chabura, be mashpia on each other in a way of aliyah and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good job.